You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
Here's what you should know today. The free market approach to this pandemic isn't working. The U.S. healthcare system has always been unequal, but COVID-19 has revealed it to be absurd. Go to wired.com to hear the perspective of a laboratory medicine physician who said one of the most difficult parts of their job is giving patients bad diagnoses. Bad not just because of the disease, but because of the unaffordable medical bills that often follow. A vibrating smartwatch could be used to stop nightmares. The FDA has given Nightwear clearance to market a digital therapeutic device that uses an Apple Watch to interrupt PTSD-related nightmares. In the FDA application, Nightwear provided unpublished data on a group of 70 veterans, which is part of an ongoing study conducted in partnership with the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. It showed that the device improved self-assessed sleep quality more than a sham device or Prozosin, a hypertension medication often used to treat frequent and disruptive nightmares. And it's no surprise that people build great friendships when they game together. Head to wired.com to hear stories of people who found much more, sometimes across long distances and cultural divides. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.